Monday the 18th of May, Kofdal and Eor, Rabbi Nossam Burstein, The Practical Aspect of Kabbalah Hatova.
Morning.
Good morning. As usual, I first, when they call you to what's the title, so I said the practical. I think it's a mistake, it's not the practical, it's a practical. I can't say this is the only practical, that's what it's a practical. Try to bring it down for us, to try to get something out of Kabbalah Satoya, or Shavuos, or the Yontif. By the time it comes, it's gone. And we'll need Chizuk, try to get something out of the Yontif. Since you're talking about Kabbalah Satoya, Gemara Brachos, end of Sefer Brachos, Torah Bonon, Kishin Nichnasu, Chachom, Mikirin B'Yavne, it was Yehuda, Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Pasuk Kulam, B'choy Dachsanya, V'dorshu, Pasuk Rav Yehuda, Reish HaMendam, B'chol Mokoyim, B'choy Dachsanya. So my feeling is that here is no problem, because B'choy Dachsanya and B'choy Dachsanya is all bizarre. This is one big Dachsanya, Shel Torah. So it's a gewaldige, it's always good to come back and have this here to speak again. I think what we'll speak today is Mamash Azoi, B'chvoy D'Achsanya, B'chvoy D'Shel Torah. So, excuse me, I will go back, still the beginning of the week, last week's parsha. Chukoy Sei Tilechu, the very famous classical Rashi brings, Chukoy Sei Tilechu, Shetiyu Ameilim B'Torah, Shetoyal in Torah. Now that's the Fevi Rosh Hashiva, Fevi Mashgiach, this is the time of the year, this is the right season, to Amen in Matayla. No, that's what they have a lot to talk about. But I was thinking, when you talk about Amen in Matayla, we picture, someone sitting there by a Gemara, with piles of Sforim, of Rishonim, and Achroinim, and Reb Chaims, and Tzedinim, and Briskis, that's Amen, horving in a sugya. Is that such? Is that possible? Is that Omal HaTorah only for those who have the time, right? The time to be able to go so deep to Harvin in learning and Vistadav design, especially since we see the repercussions, what happens, the consequences of not being Omal HaTorah. If it's not B'chukos HaTelechu, the whole Tichocha. Achmon HaLitzlam. So it can't be that it's only for those few, right? Or the time when a person has a time of his life when he sits in yeshiva and has all the time in the world to sit and learn. Most of a person's life is not in such a situation. Most of Klal Yisrael is not in that prime situation where they can give or so much of the time to sit and learn. So it has to be Amelis B'Torah is not confined, is not limited just to those who sit in yeshiva and have the time to really delve into the sugyas hashas and really get into it. There must be a broader understanding, a broader concept of Omal HaTorah, which is neged to every single person. And I think that's the practical. What I mean by practical is if we understand that, and we get a bit of a havona and we're able to grasp that concept, so it will give us a big chizik, because at least we know Kabbalah Satoya, where this is the Chukos HaNefesh, the Amelim B'Torah. Here, in the beginning of the parasha Smashna, it seems, and also with Matzishmuli, Rashi brings again, it won't be Omel B'Torah, and that will cause an effect, Sibu Mesoivev, the deterioration of the situation of Klal Yisrael, if they're not Omel B'Torah, so then it goes on, and that will bring the catastrophe of the Tichoch. But if you look right in the parasha, towards the end, we have a few psukim, which seems that the whole reason for what's happening to Klal Yisrael in the Tichoch is because of a different reason. It says, "V'es ha'mazor ba'goyim Oz tirtze ores oretz eshab soiseh ko yimei oshamo v'atem meretz oivechem ko yimei oshamo etzashem lo yishovse b'shab soisechem b'shivtum chomea. Rashi brings, because the time Paruso was an edge, so he did not keep Shemitah like he should have, and because of that the Rebbeinu says, okay, the land hasn't rested like it should, like I commanded, you'll have to leave and let it take a long rest. And Rashi makes even a cheshbon that the 70 years of Golus Bavel, when they were in exile in Bavel, was corresponded, all the Shemitahs didn't keep in the Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, is it B'chukoy Sei Telechu, the Amelis B'Torah, which is at the beginning of the parish, is that the reason, or is Shemitah, or is it one reason? Is it something which they go together? What is the connection? And second, I saw in Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky in Sefer Mishleyakiv, it's astonishing because Klal Yisrael never kept Shemitah. I mean, 7 years, Rashi makes the Cheshbon, every 100 years there's 14 Shemitahs, right? 7 times 7, 49, and one Yovel. So you make it's 100 years that this is for hundreds of years of Shemitah didn't keep. But everyone has his ups and downs. Klal had good times, bad times. So, but the whole Tkufa didn't keep Shemitah. How can we understand such a thing? And a third note, something to keep in mind. We'll see if we can get to it. I was looking through the Techocha in Bechukoisai and looking through the Techocha in Kisavi Mishnah Torah. Again, there's different reasons given. Here we have Bechukos Telechu, we have Shemitah. There is one pasuk which is a keynote pasuk there. Tachas asher lo yavadato es Hashem Elokecha besimcha betuv levo. Of course, we didn't serve Hashem with happiness and a good heart. The gishmak. That's the reason. This is the reason this is happening to you. So again, are we talking about two separate issues completely, or is this something which we can find some correspondence, something which is connected one to the other? So we have three things here. We have Amelis B'Torah, Chukos Telecha, which we want to understand what Amelis B'Torah really means, right? The broader concept. Is that the reason? Is Shemitah the reason? Or is Simcha and Tuv Lev the reason? We don't serve Hashem with Simcha. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has, and one of these issues, he has a mahalach, which it's very short in the Sefer, and I said, I just want to maybe give a bit of introduction, and I hope, Dvoreinu b'chal dvorav. So, but that's what he really means to say. And if not, then so I'll have to say, I'll have to count for it. Gemara Basra, which I heard of, someone who was here in London gave a drosha. He mentioned the Gemara Basra, the Chofal, if it Gemara says, Bram, Zocher Oysa Yish Letoiv, V'Yeshua Ben Gam L'Shmoy, Shilmolei Hu, Nishtakcho Toiv Misro. Alosh, can you imagine? Yeshua Ben Gam is mentioned for blessing, for good. Why? Because if not for him, Toiv would have been forgotten Klal Yisro. Why? What happened? So Moshe says that it was in his generation he saw that the Torah says v'limadatem oisam as nechem oisam could also be read v'limadatem atem. Chazal darshan that every father is commanded to teach his children Torah, and in all generations that's the way it went, father to son, that's where Torah went. It was no organization of schools, the whole structure of schools wasn't. Never was. Who started schools? Klal Yisrael started schools. Who started schools? Yeshua Ben Gamliel started schools. That's the emes. So we saw that what happened was there was a situation. Mishyesh lo yav, milam de Torah. Someone had a father, he taught him Torah. But Mishyesh lo yav. If he had an orphan, Yisayim, Leilenu, who's going to teach him Torah? They were left on the sidelines. They didn't have someone to teach him Torah. So he made a takona in Yerushalayim. He made a school, made chadorim, and whoever, they sent them up to Yerushalayim. But after some time, he saw that wasn't a real solution because Hevaita, same problem. Mishyesh lo yav, he'll make sure to send his children to Yerushalayim to school. But who doesn't have a father? Again, who's going to take care of the same descendant? Wasn't a solution. So he made in every plach or plach, every area, every major city, that had a certain amount of people, whatever, had to have a cheder, had to have a school, and that's how the school system historically started. It's a big kasha in the Gemara. It's a beautiful, and Baruch Hashem, and we also bless the Shuvah Gamma for that. Right? Who knows if only because of him we have Torah today, or because we have the beautiful Moisdis. But the Lashon Gemara, Shilmolei Hu Nishtaka Torah Yisrael. I mean, let's think it. Let's be realistic. What was the problem here? Whoever had a father, his father taught him Torah. Right? Father's taught. So what's the percentage of that Torah? There were orphans at the time. I mean, percentage. 2%, 3%, 5% of it. Right? It followed a big... something happened, and a lot of people... it's a very small percentage, you're telling me. So what's going to happen? Only 5% of Klal Yisrael who are not going to learn Torah will not grow up with education. Look at the Great Shul, I mean, to our 50, I don't know percentage, but what's the big deal? You know? Okay, it's not... If we could do it, we could do it. But because of that 5%, Chazal say that Shoben Gamlo Ilmolei Hu Nishtakho Torah Mi'Yisrael, Torah would be completely forgotten in Klal Yisrael because 5% of Klal didn't learn. It's a bit sounds like a big guzma and a very big exaggeration. Because a 5% Torah would be forgotten. What's pshat? The Zot Hazeh pshat. Ham is very, very beautiful. He says, when I say Minoyaleinu, so Klal Yisrael doesn't leave him, you know, to roam the streets, to the on the sidelines. Baruch Hashem, Yisrael Kedoshim, everyone takes a responsibility, the organizations, whatever, and they will take care of Yisrael. We make sure they have what to eat, make sure that they have what to dress properly. They're taken care of. But nevertheless, a Yosin, a blyp Kayos. Why? Because yes, people take care of him. They give him he has shoes, and he has, you know, a suit to wear, and he has a tie for Shabbos, and he has a Shabbos hat even, and a Wute hat, correct? And he has what to eat. But what happens, you know, when you're in school, and everyone's now getting that small gadget, that new thing? Who is he going to turn to and say, Tati, I would like to get this new thing? Or Tati, maybe I can have a bicycle. Maybe I can buy a ball to play with. There's really no one there we can turn to for all those extras. He gets necessities, but he doesn't get the extras. But there are chal, unless the family is organized, etc. But usually, a yosem, he gets necessities. What's necessary, he gets. What's, you know, he needs for his life, he gets. But it's the extras that he usually is lacking. So, Reb Shimon Nama saw something very interesting happening in Klal Yisrael. There was a situation where for the yosem, they you know, everyone took care, made sure he had what to wear. They made sure he had what to eat. But when it came to Torah, they said, I don't have time, I don't know what to do, it was, responsibility was, it was shaking off the responsibility. So what actually was happening here? People were saying that Torah is not a necessity. It's not something integrally part of a Yid's life. He could learn! If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. So it's not to work. He'll start working at an early age. He'll be Tamkhid Reis. He'll be Mephanus Torah. It's not a necessity. It's not life and death situation. Yeshua Ben Gamliel said, if this continues in Klal Yisrael, that people understand the way the people look at Torah, as if you could, you do it. If you can't, you can't. It's Nishtakho Torah Mi'Yisrael. It's not only the Yosin won't be learning, but all those people who are sitting and learning Torah are not learning the Torah which Rabbi Yisrael gave Klal Yisrael. It's a different Torah. They're learning a Torah which is, why not? If I can do it, if I have the time, I'll do it. But if I did, no, nishkefelach. No. It's a necessity. Every single person has to be connected to the Torah through the learning in any way. If it's matter, it's halavei. We're not talking about a quantity here. We're talking about an ideal. That Torah is not just extras. It's not the dessert. It's not the cherry on top of the cake. Torah is bread. Torah is water. Torah is oxygen. So if they'll understand that, then every single Yossi must also get an education. He must also be taken care of to make sure that he has access to learn Torah and to be connected to the source of Klal Yisrael. So he says that if the Yossi are not taught, Nishtakho Torah Mi'Yisrael. It's not just a 5%, but even that 95% that will be learning won't be learning the right Torah, the true Torah that the Torah the Bereshit gave us. So here comes what we learn from this is that Torah is the focus. Torah is the central, central point of Klal Yisrael. And again, this doesn't have to do with quantity. Shammai says, "Asei Torah Chakva u'melachtecha Arai." And Shet Nushan, it doesn't make a difference, meaning to say that if I have 24 hours a day, so I have to make sure, and I'm business for 10 hours, so I have to learn at least 10 and a half hours, because then it shows that Torah is more. That's not the point. Everyone, what the Rebbeinu gives him, he has to take. And some people have to, Panos Agait Shver, Panos Agait Ving, it's not up to us. You know, let me grow as a CC airport, it's not, nothing to do with us. So a person has to be, to be in finance, he has a big mishpacha, 10, 13, even 13 hours a day, that's what he has to do. And he has time to learn in an hour. That's what he has to do, he has no choice. But nevertheless, that hour is the kva. His prime time of the day is that hour. Why? Because that's what it is. Torah is the central point of his life. Torah is what gives us life, what gives us our meaning, what gives us our destination, everything. It's our oxygen to live. So even if it's a half an hour a day, a person can learn. Because he has no choice, because that's the way the situation is. That's the conditions. It's not up to him, nevertheless. It's still, Asei Torah Chakva u'melachtecha Arai, your Torah is the central focus, it's the chiyus of your whole life, it's the whole point of living, that's what Klal Yisrael is. And that's what Yeshua Gamla had taught us with his takona, what the Gemara says over there. By Shemitah it says, Shabbos Lashem. Shemitah is Shabbos Lashem. Rashi brings, Torah Kahanim, Shabbos Lashem, L'shem Hashem, it's a bit difficult exactly what this means. What is the comparison to Shabbos Breishis? It's Kama Mahalchim in Shoinim and Mephoshim. The Svana says something very interesting. And he says that's the connection to Moshe Nebe Shabbos Breishis. He says that the reason of Shemitah, besides, as you know, to teach us Emunah, that the Rebbein Shem Kili Kol Oretz, the land belongs to the Rebbein Shem, but he says also is to give us a chance to be able to connect ourselves again to the source of Klal Yisrael, which is the Torah HaKadosh. Person works, person has to work, a person works 6 days a week, and a person works 6 years in a go, that's it. He has to make parnosah, we have to live, that's the one who put us in this world, that's the nature of things. But Rabbanshan knew what happens is, for Torah to be the central focus point of Yid, he must have those opportunities to get connected again, to go back to the source, to be able to step out of it, for a short time and think it over and see what's important, what's my priorities. So in Nitnu Shabbos Yem in Torah, so Elish Yasku Bem in Torah. When it says, it's true, there's a klal of Ziyas HaPecha Teich HaLechem, you have to work, you have to occupy yourself in Olam Hazeh, but Shabbos I release you from that chiyuv. But how am I going to happen? Someone says, don't worry. We're like a Mishnah. You'll get. It's true. In a weekday, we have to work. We have to make a status. That's the way the Baruch Hashem set up the world. Since all the musicians had, that's the way it is. No one really can be released from it. But on Shabbos, he says, you're released from it. You don't have to work for Shabbos. Shabbos, I'll give you. It's on my chesh. Why? Because that's what the Baruch Hashem wants. Because you need at least one day a week where you can connect yourself back. Come, get, step out of it and refresh yourself and be connected and refill your batteries to go back to work another 6 days. Because even in those 6 days you're working, you should never forget that be'emes, everything you're doing is, what is the chiyus? What is my central point of my day, central point of my life? It's the Torah HaKadosh. Bein ma'ab bein harbe. So also Shemitah, Shabbos Hashem, L'shem Hashem, meaning the point of Shemitah is not to take advantage and all those exotic places where I would love to go, I'm waiting to go, to the far east, to the far west, to the over there, I'll take the opportunity, Shemitah, I don't have to work anyways, I've saved up enough money, we'll make a tour all over the world and enjoy ourselves. I can't work if I'm a farmer. That's not the point of Shemitah. If you need a break, go ahead. Oh, but the point of Shemitah is Adrava, is to sit and learn and put yourself back into the position where Rabbanjan wants us to be, where Torah and Avodas Hashem is the central focus point of our lives. That's Pshat Shabbos Hashem, K'moishin Emerim Shabbos Bereshis. So, if so, getting back to Rabbi Yaakov, that's what he's saying is, That is the connection of Parshas Bahar and Parshas Chukos, he says. If you look in Parshas Bahar, Parshas Bahar starts with Mitzvah Shemitah. As Mitzvah Shemitah, we go into Mitzvah Yovel. Now Mitzvah Yovel has a lot of halachas, because all the fields go back to the original owners. And if you have this type of field, it goes back in Yovel. But it's a bit, but the Ori Choyma, in certain cases, it doesn't go back in Yovel. And if it's the Achuzah, and if it's the Ori Alvim. So you go through Parshas Bahar, it's all continuation of Mitzvah Shemitah. Till the end. Then Mitzvah Shemitah finishes. Then it says, okay, now let's get down to business. You know what Shemitah is there for? In the Chukoy Saiti Leichush, you are mainly Matoya. It's a direct connection of Tavya Kinetsky, of Shemitah. The whole purpose of Shemitah is in Mechukos Teleichu. It's not just a general, all of a sudden, out of the blue, Mechukos Teleichu B'Torah. It's the reason, that's the Iker reason for Shemitah, is that Rabbi Shalom wants every year to have the opportunity in Mechukos Teleichu B'Torah. Right? But if a person doesn't take that, use the opportunity at the time, and doesn't utilize the time that Rabbi Shalom gave, and Rabbi Shalom was saying, you know what Shemitah is? It's like a cutting out a piece in time, which is not related to Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, like we said, is B'zeh Sapecha Toichu Lechem. If you don't work, you don't. But you have to make a shtadlis. It's not your work that brings the panosa, but you have to do it. That's the way it is. That's what Rebbe Shem wants. But Rebbe Shem says, you know, I'm cutting out a part of the time, and there you won't be tied into that mahalach, the natural way. I will provide for you B'derech Nes. You'll have whatever you need. Why? Because it's so important, the Chukos Teleichu, the whole Tachlis, because you must get back into it. Torah must be the main focus of your life. So Bazoida, Meiris B'Torah is not the learning itself which is the point. It's the point where Torah is located and situated in the priorities of our life. Again, it doesn't matter how many hours that you learn, how many hours that you work, it doesn't make no difference whatsoever. But where is Torah in your priorities? That's the Likud. If a person can work, he can't learn so many hours, he physically it's hard for him, no problem. But nevertheless, it doesn't patter him from understanding that a Yid, Dr. Absadi Goin, Ein Umosenu Umo, our nation is not a nation, Elo B'Torah, only through its Torah. That's what Torah gives us, our destiny. Our whole mission is the Torah. That's what makes us a nation. It's not other things. Other things we need could be also to fulfill our mission. But Torah gives us the whole reason. Reason de et, as they say. That's what we are. Torah is our, is kihem chayeinu v'yichemeinu. So Dr. Yakim Kamenetsky, that's the pshat. In Mechukos Teleichu, is Shemitah is for what? Is the Amelim Torah, that to get back and make Torah the focus and the main point of your life. But if you don't utilize Shemitah, so what's the point of Shemitah? You are not keeping Shemitah the way you're supposed to. It's true, you're not working, etc. What are you doing? You're working anyways, you're going all over the place, taking time for leisure. That's not what Shemitah is there for. That also is not being Mekayim Shemitah like you should be. I mean, it's a very, very big Kiddush. If Rabbi Kamenetsky went to say it, I wouldn't say it over, but Goyis the Plates, I'm just saying over what he says. That what we see later, that the punishment, or the bringing out the Techocha was because the Nikim Shemitah, it's a direct connection of Berchukoyis et Tilechu. Because the whole point of Shemitah was to give us the opportunity, the chance to get back, to have Torah, Amelis, but Torah didn't say Torah should be the focus and central point of our lives. So, like we said, it's Bechukos Shemitah is the same thing, and it gives a bit more to understand how was it that Klal Yisrael wasn't Mekayim Shemitah. I mean, it could be what the Torah is telling us, that although they did the halachas, but they never really stood up to the main and Iker reason. It's still a chiddush, it's a tema. I mean, it doesn't really mean Yashat the Kasha, but nevertheless, it gives maybe a bit time what he wants to say, to a bit more of understanding. So getting back to the third thing we ma'orer, the Techocha and Mechukosa and Techocha in Kisavoy. There's something also, a difference between the Techocha and Mechukosa and Techocha in Kisavoy. And Farshim pointed out, if you look in Mechukosa, it's all B'Loshon Rabbim. The Techocha and Kisavoy is all B'Loshon Yochit. for whatever reason, and Foshim explain why here, it's Rabbim here, but whatever the reason is, it seems that the Techocha and the Chukosai is relating to Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael, right? As a nation. It's on a national level. The demand of Klal Yisrael on a national level, as a tzibur, right? Not as individuals, but as Klal Yisrael as a whole. And Kisavoy is the Rebbein Shlom is talking to Klal Yisrael as each individual separately, as Yechidah. That's everything there. There's one pasuk there. Yolichem Hashem b'sfinoi sel goyi shelo yodatem. That's one pasuk there in Kisavoy, I think, which is Lashon Rabbah. All the rest is all Lashon Yochid. So I thought to myself like this. I know this is it's up for discussion. I don't know, but I was thinking like this. Klal Yisrael as a whole, it has to keep Shemitah. It's as a whole. It's a national thing, right? If it's not the same when you have individuals keeping Shemitah or when Klal Yisrael as a whole. It's a whole mechanism, a whole system which everyone has to participate. That's where the land has to rest. It's land is one land. And there's one nation and sits on the land. And that is the test. That shows if Klal Yisrael is really up to in the Chukosei Tenechu. It shows, is Klal Yisrael standing up to its mission, that Torah is the central part, the Omol, the Esek, its main thing in life is the Torah that they're learning. Bein Ma'ad Bein Harbe. That's on a general Klal Yisrael level. When we know, when people get together, right, it's not very difficult to be merry, to be happy, right? A chasana. Not so difficult when a lot of people get together in a chasana, even you're in not a very good mood, you stay for a few minutes, the music, the dancing, the friends, the people, you forget your things and everyone joins in and is merry. There's a chasana, the Torah, if there's whatever, anything gathering of a tzibah, usually it's not very difficult to be merry, to get together, to be happy. So there, you wouldn't be able to test and see, is Torah a major point by how people dance in Achnosis of Torah, that it will show that they are so, made Torah such a central point. I don't think that's a big lie. But a person on an individual level, if I want to test and see on a person, is Torah his main focus of his life? You know how you can see it? When he comes to his shiur, or he sits and learns, how is he sitting and learning? He's tired, but when he comes to his share, he livens up. He's simcha, he's shining. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm sitting and learning my share, my dafyoini, whatever it is. My half an hour which I have of my day where I can learn. Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy. It livens up his whole day. Thus is a lie that shows that he has got the message that Torah is his focus point. Irrelevant how much time he has during the day to sit and learn. But we must remember that Torah is his Kihem Chayeinu Veichameinu. Akei B'Shachveim B'Shachveim Gun Sechu Kecho V'Nismach B'Divrei Torah Secho. Why? Kihem Chayeinu Veichameinu. If Torah is our life, if we understand that, V'Nismach B'Divrei Torah Secho. Then we can have find happiness with even that half an hour, whatever we learn, it's Simcha. It gives us Gevaldik Simcha because it's our life. And that's why it's Omol. That's what's called Omol. A person is willing to put in the effort, to exert himself, to toil for what? Which something is important to him. But if it's just extras, if he can do it, he'll do it. But he won't put the effort into it. But if you see someone who comes every day to toil away, to sit and learn, under all circumstances, rain or snow or shine, whatever, that means it's important to him. The Kein Chayeinu Roichameinu. And that's why it's Kinisma, but the Torah Secha. So the Torah says, you know it, the Techocha is here. It's the same thing. You're not making Torah the main issue of your life. Horaya, I see, when you serve the Rebbeinu Shloim, when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, it's with the crafts. Tachas Hashem Yavalto Hashem Lekecho B'Simo Tu Leivov is exactly in the Chukosei Tilechu Shtu Amelim B'Torah. It's putting the Torah at the focus point of my life, the prime time of my life. It's the best thing that happens to me during the day is that half an hour, that hour, 2 hours, whatever we can do more. Avad Kolam Hamar B'Zeiz Meshubah, but it's not the point of the Kamus. It's the point of how we relate to it. We have to understand the Chukosei Tilechu Shtu Amelim B'Torah is Torah's our focus point. It brings us life. It brings us Simcha. Bring us nachas and mitzvah, and bring us the gula shem. Amen. Thank you very much.